But the tragedy of his life is by no means comprehended solely in the portrayal of character, for he was condemned to live trapped in a malediction of huge and mysterious power, a curse of hatred set by Morgoth upon Húrin and Morwen and their children, because Húrin defied him and refused his will. And Morgoth, the Black Enemy, as he came to be called, was in his origin, as he declared to Húrin brought captive before him, Melkor, first and mightiest of the Valar, who was before the world. Now become permanently incarnate, in form a gigantic and majestic but terrible king in the northwest of Middle-earth, he was physically present in his huge fortress of Angband, the Hells of Iron. The black reek that issued from the summits of Thangorodrim, the mountains that he piled above Angband, could be seen far off staining the northern sky. It is said in the annals of Beleriand that the gates of Morgoth were but 150 leagues distant from the bridge of Menegroth, far and yet all too near. These words refer to the bridge leading to the dwellings of the elvish king Thingol, who took Túrin to be his foster son. They were called Menegroth, the Thousand Caves, far south and east of Dol Lomin. But being incarnate, Morgoth was afraid. My father wrote of him, as he grew in malice and sent forth from himself the evil that he conceived in lies and creatures of wickedness, his power passed into them and was dispersed, and he himself became ever more earthbound, unwilling to issue from his dark strongholds. Thus when Fingolfin, High King of the Noldorin Elves, rode alone to Angband to challenge Morgoth to combat, he cried at the gate, "Come forth, thou coward king, to fight with thine own hand, den-dweller, wielder of thralls, liar and lurker, foe of gods and elves, come, for I would see thy craven face." Then, it is told, Morgoth came, for he could not refuse such a challenge before the face of his captains. He fought with the great hammer Grond, which at each blow made a great pit, and he beat Fingolfin into the ground. But as he died, he pinned the great foot of Morgoth to the earth, and the black blood gushed forth and filled the pits of Grond. Morgoth went ever halt thereafter. So also, when Beren and Lúthien, in the shapes of a wolf and a bat, made their way into the deepest hall in Angband, where Morgoth sat, Lúthien cast a spell on him, and suddenly he fell, as a hill sliding in avalanche, and hurled like thunder from his throne, lay prone upon the floors of hell. The iron crown rolled echoing from his head.